I want to play what happened at the Nordstrom's in Los Angeles over the weekend. This is amazing robbery. You want to go ahead and play the video, please? There it is. Now, look at how many people are involved, all dressed in black, all with the same hoods. They're just grabbing stuff. Thousands of dollars they've grabbed. And they're just grabbing and dashing.
The stuff you hear rattling are like giant like shelves that they're pulling because they're chained to the shelves. And so they're pulling the handbags along with the shelves toward the door.
And nobody's stopping them.
It's incredible.
Nobody's stopping them.
Incredible.
I was in a small town. Stop me if I've told this story this morning. I was in a small town over the weekend. Little teeny, teeny town. And there was a Big Lots store. And, you know, Big Lots is, you know, you're not in Big Lots and a millionaire, you know. It's,
yeah.
You're
lower
going in for,
stuff,
yeah, you're going in for a deal on something.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tanya and I are in. We're just trying to buy a little, you know, TV stand for our son's, you know, dorm room. And so we go in there and I said, hey, do you happen to have like a screwdriver or anything like that we can buy? And the lady at the cashier desk said, yeah, in the back corner on the left. So go back there. And another woman, this older woman is coming out and I go to the corner and there's just nothing there. And I said, I'm sorry, do you have any screwdrivers? And she didn't even look at the shelf. She said, probably not. Should be over there, but it's all. And then she looks at the shelf, gone. And I said, oh. And she said, I people just come in now and they just take it. It's $2, it's $10, it's $100. They don't care. This is in Colorado. She said, the state has made it now, so it's $2,000 before you can do anything. She said, you know, that's just pretty much everything in the store under $2,000. So they just come in and they just walk right out. And I said, really, even here in this little teeny town? She said, oh, absolutely. Mm. I mean, and I thought of that. Look at what you're teaching. I mean, if I didn't have, you know, my own moral compass and I knew they couldn't do anything and I needed a screwdriver, why wouldn't I just walk in and just grab the screwdriver and walk out?
Yeah.
You know, why
not?
And who wins in that? Who loses in that? You're corrupting man. You're corrupting our society. Plus, you're not just hurting one store. You're hurting all stores. No one can keep, no one could lose a $2 screwdriver every time they put it out. If that's all they were taking, Nordstrom's, how are they going to keep their doors open? You can't keep a store if people are coming in and robbing you and they get away with it. And in this particular case, what was that? 25, maybe 30 people, all dressed in black, except for a couple, all dressed in black, same kind of outfit. I'm not saying they coordinated other than wear black and hand out the masks. And so they all are, this just didn't happen. There just didn't happen to be, you know, 30 guys all dressed in black with black stocking caps. And they saw one guy go in and they're like, hey, here's my chance.
Yes, it's safe to say this is coordinated.
This is coordinated. This is organized crime.
Yes, and that's how, I mean, that might be one of the ways that they try to shut this down eventually. I mean, if you had a Giuliani type back in the day, New York style Mayor Giuliani.
Oh, he'd end this fast.
He would, and he would use the tools against, and he would use organized crime statutes to probably do it. And you look at this, and it's like, you know, they supposedly stole $100,000.
Oh, it's $100,000.
That's what I heard on a report this morning.
Wow.
$100,000.
How does Nordstrom just take that? How do they take that? Knowing that the minute they replace it, it could be done again by the same people.
Yep, and will be done again. There was a story in the New York Times, and it was an op-ed, talking about how there was a woman who said she went to a store in San Francisco, and that every single thing now is at a pharmacy is behind protective glass slash plastic. So everything she has to do when she wants to buy something, she has to press a button and an employee has to come over and unlock it.
Horrible.
Right? Like we all know that from like certain items, like, you know, I don't know, high end video game systems and around Christmas, they might do that.
I was in a Duane Reade in New York last year. Everything.
So now, you know, she's like, I didn't have privacy. I wanted to get, you know, I was at a pharmacy. I want to get some sensitive stuff, maybe for something I'm dealing with. I've got to call an employee over, you know, stop them. She's like, I didn't get everything I wanted because every time I wanted to get something, I had to interrupt the employees to come over. Half the time they didn't show up. Then, you know, she's like, I didn't make any impulse buys because you couldn't. There was no impulse buys. What does that do to the economy? It takes away your privacy. It takes away your experience. She said she talked, there was one person that was quoted in the article that said, that worked at Old Navy, and said they went through a two-day period where they were robbed 22 times in 2 days. 22 times in
You're
2 days. This has happened to my wife and my daughter. Were in a makeup store. This is, I think, late last year. In a makeup store. And while they were in there shopping, three women came in with giant black grocery bags and filled up three giant, hefty, you know, those like industrial grocery bags, or excuse me, trash bags with makeup. Now you think of how much makeup that would be. And believe me, I actually have to pay for it. So I can tell you it costs a lot. And you fill up three of those garbage bags. I mean, what is that? A year's salary for someone, probably, yeah, oh, by yeah. the end of it. And they just walked out with no conflict, no one trying to stop them. They just walked in and walked out. And my wife asked them, like, what the heck just happened? She's like, oh, yeah, we've, you know, these people, they come in, you know, once a week, once a month, and just do this and just take it out. And we just have to order more because they won't let us do anything about it. Like, this is insanity. I mean, I don't know what the solution is to it exactly. It's either a massive increase in police force where you have police everywhere, which is like a police state type environment. Because if you can't trust anybody to not break the law constantly, that's what winds up happening. And that's not a good thing, as we know.
Can I take you back a few years?
Sure.
When I expressed the top-down, bottom-up, inside-out, that you'd have enough players at the top that they could change things to destabilize a country. And then that would cause the bottom to rise up and the bad ones at the bottom of the ladder to rise up and take advantage mm-hmm. of that. And they would be excused for it.
Mm-hmm. And happening, then, all happening.
All happening. And then finally, the rest of the people stand up and say, this has got to stop. It's got to stop. And so the top comes down hard and says, oh, we'll fix it. Have you seen what the Democrats are now saying that they want? They now want the National Guard called. Now, they didn't like that when Donald Trump wanted to use the National Guard in the right way to protect a federal building. Now they want the National Guard to patrol the streets. That's what I like to call a lockdown and military presence in the street. What do you call those? When a government does that, closes down, martial law. Mm. Martial law.
And the point, and I think if I'm going back to your analogy correctly from a few years ago, eventually people in the middle start calling out for it.
Yes, they want it.
They want it.
How many people do you know that have said, this has got to stop? Mm-hmm. I don't care how we fix it. This has got to stop.
I feel that way at times.
I
watch that and I say, like, you know, there was the footage of the 7-Eleven being burglarized. You see this late last week where the guy behind the counter who's filming is like, guys, just let him go. There's nothing we can do. And the two other people working there say, screw it, tackle the guy and start beating him with a broomstick or whatever, some big pole. And I don't know, like, I was like, what's the number that's okay to hit him with the stick? 20 times, 30 times, like, whatever it was, I was like, fine with it. I don't know what the number was, but like, I was like, 100 might be too
so
much, maybe. But
that is the problem. Mm. You will have, this is what I've been warning about the Weimar Republic. This is it. Mm. This is what happens.
I think people get there very quickly.
You get there quickly. We are also at the end of my prediction where I said, use the pendulum. Do you remember that years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And we were swinging the pendulum, and I said, it's all fun and games until somebody, and then I grabbed it at one extreme, grabs the pendulum. And it depends on who's in power. That pendulum could be grabbed by this president or the next president. And you have a lot of people on both sides that will be fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be fine with that. We lose freedom. And there is no such thing as a temporary dictator, a temporary all-powerful president. No, you never get it back.
You don't want that on either side.
If I may quote George Washington, we did not overthrow one tyrant to replace him with another. The only solution is to enforce the laws as written. We don't need any more laws. We don't need any more power. We need those with power constitutionally to execute their job. That's what needs to happen.